Now let us listen to chapter number 2, The Sound of Music. Part 1. Evelyn Glennie listens to sound without hearing it. Written by Deborah Cowley. Page number 17 to 20. Unit 2. The Sound of Music. Introduction. These biographical pieces tell us of people who have achieved success and recognition through determination, hard work, and courage. The children may be asked to think of potential barriers to success and of people who have overcome them. The second part of the unit encourages students to think about the rich heritage of Indian music and our musical instruments. The portraits of musicians given in the beginning may be supplemented by others that the children can be asked to bring to class. A comprehension exercise in part 2 encourages children to find words in the text that express attitudes, positive, negative, or neutral, to events, places, etc. Encourage the children to compare and discuss their answers. Dictionary entries give us different kinds of information about words. Children need help in using the dictionary to find specific kinds of information. This unit has an exercise that asks students to consult a dictionary and find out which adjective can be used before a noun, which can be used after a verb, and which can be used in both ways. You may add some adjectives to those suggested. Encourage the children also to find more adjectives of the kind mentioned. Students may wish to consult, in addition to the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary, the Longman Dictionary of Contemporary English, the Collins Cobalt Advanced Learner's English Dictionary, and the Wordmaster Orient Longman, or any good dictionary of their choice. The speaking exercise asks the students to imagine introducing a celebrity guest to an audience. It can be made an authentic activity if students are given a couple of minutes during the morning assembly to speak to